Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight in honor of the word, Psalms chapter 23. I appreciate that testimony. It goes right along with the message tonight. Psalm 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Amen. I want to preach to us tonight, feasting in the middle of the fight. Feasting in the middle of the fight. I am not foolish enough to believe that with this many people in one location, there's not somebody tonight that is probably in the middle of a battle, engaged in warfare against the enemy, against the world, or against their flesh. And we need to be reminded tonight that He knows right where we're at, and He is the answer to what we need. Amen. Would you pray with me and for me that the Lord would help us tonight in the remainder of this service? Heavenly Father, I love You. It is an honor to preach Your word. Hide me behind the cross. Anoint me, Holy Spirit, to do what I cannot do on my own. Minister to this congregation. You know everyone that's here, everyone that's listening online, or that will listen in the archive. I pray that You would just minister through the preaching of Your word and direct us towards a place of prayer, Lord, where we are intimately connected with You in a one-on-one way. I pray that You would minister tonight according to Your word. We'll give You the praise for it, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. As a reminder, just for a plug-in's sake, during the week at any time, you can listen online, www.unionpentecostalchurch.com, and listen to services. Maybe you missed the previous week, or maybe you just want to go back during the week while you're doing something and listen to some preaching and teaching. All of those are available on the website, and we want to encourage you to go there during the week. Tell your friends. If you've got somebody that's struggling, let them know there is a place of help out there. And I appreciate that access that the media team give to our church. It's a wonderful gift, and it's used around the world. We have people that email us monthly that tell us they're listening in foreign countries, and so it's an opportunity for you as well. Amen. Back to the service. Hallelujah. Psalms 23 and verse 4 is a reminder that Jesus knows where we're at. And that even in the worst of situations and circumstances, we are never alone. Now, it may be that tonight you're here in this midweek service, and since Sunday, things have not went according to your plan or your agenda. Amen. Anybody ever have those Wednesdays where you're just glad you made it? Preston said he's got them. Amen. You're just glad you made it to your pew. And here you are. And fighting against the enemy of your soul and engaging in spiritual warfare. And yet here you are attempting to worship. You hear the youth choir talking about shouting. And the best you're thinking right now I can do is just standing. Right? I mean, the shouting seems to be a long ways off. You know that we are fighting. Can I tell us that the realities of enemies in our lives is a real threat? It's a reality. You're battling things. You're facing things, temptations, struggles. Brother Zach did a great job tonight talking about the realities of anxiety and worry and fear. And many of us are acquainted with enemies of our souls. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Peter tells us to be sober and to be vigilant because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we understand that he's not age conscious. He'll take young and he'll take middle-aged and he'll take older folks. He doesn't care. He just wants to wreck your life. And we know that we are engaged in a fight. We've got enemies. We've got hard times, difficult days, moments where we are facing the hardest of situations. Verse 4 said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Many of you have tasted and experienced that valley and have known what it's like for the world to seem dark all around you with very little hope and very little joy. But can I remind us tonight that the Lord knows where we are and He knows what we have need of. And He is intimately aware of exactly the place you're at in life, in your emotional state, in your mental condition, in your spiritual place. He knows, and He's got something prepared for you tonight in this service. It's not even waiting till Sunday. It's not going and saying, if I can just make it to this revival this month. No, it's understanding that tonight, around these altars, in the middle of this service, you can be aware that God is preparing a fellowship feast for you in the presence of your enemies. He gets it, even when we don't. He's already conquered your enemy. And He is able to present before you an opportunity to fellowship with Him one-on-one. We have a reminder in verse 5 that He is with us. I'm sorry, in verse 4 again. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hey, that's worth shouting over. Amen. In the presence of the shadow of death, in that valley, I will fear no evil. Why? Why can you lay your head down on your pillow at night and know that even if all of the world seems to be crumbling around you, that God still is in control? How do you know that? Because the Bible said He is with us. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. He's here tonight. He is with you, with your sicknesses, with your problems, in the middle of your money situations, in the middle of your job stuff, amen, in the middle of your family turmoil. He is still with you. Amen. What a comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But they're only a comfort because of the one who holds them. He is with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, let your lifestyle be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, that seems out of place a little bit in the presence of our enemies, but when you recognize that we live in such a materialistic society and we live under the pressure as fathers, to provide, and you live under the pressure to have things that will make you happy. Listen, this is exactly the reason why we have so many people that are going towards drugs for a fix to their problems, going towards vices for a fix to the solution of their life, is because they are not happy in their lifestyle. They do not have a comfort that He is with them. But every believer under the sound of my voice ought to know that He is our abiding hope. He never leaves us. He doesn't forsake us. When things get tough, He doesn't run away. He doesn't abandon us. He is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Can you say amen? Elijah in 1 Kings 19 thought he was alone after he faced all of the prophets of Baal, and he finds himself in a cave. And he's moaning and groaning and he's lamenting, I'm here by myself. God asked him, why are you here? He said, I alone am the only one who has not bowed before Baal. I'm the only prophet left. Everybody else has abandoned me. They want to kill me. They want to take my life. You ever been in one of those poor me situations? Hey, you don't have to raise your hand. But I think we've probably all been there at one time or another where we felt like that's it. Amen. Throw in the towel. We're the only one left. Nobody cares. And yet God knew exactly where Elijah was at. And he said, why are you here hiding in this cave? God, look at all of the reasons why I should be discouraged. Amen. But Brother Zach, just a few days before, amen, God had rained fire down on an altar because of the prayer of one man. And he said, son, there's 7,000 that have not bowed a knee to Baal. You are not alone. But even if there was not 7,000, Elijah must have remembered that God was with him the whole time. The numbers are not important, save for the one who we need to be with us at all times, and that's Jesus Christ. Elijah was reminded that Jesus, the Lord, was with him. David knew he wasn't alone when he was facing Goliath in the Valley of Elah, because God had been with him when he had faced the lion and the bear. He had an assurance that God was with him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found out they weren't alone in the fiery furnace. But even until the moment, Brother Brad, when those ropes fell off, they still had to believe God was going to be with them. But if he wasn't, they were still not going to bow. I'm talking about a faith, young people, that stands the test of time, that says, no matter what happens to me, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I will stand with Jesus Christ, though all others bow a knee. The disciples were afraid upon the sea when that storm was raging, and yet God knew exactly where they were and walked on top of the waves exactly to the point that they were at. They were afraid, they were shaken, but Jesus knew their circumstance. They were not alone. I'm telling you tonight, he is with us. Hallelujah. You need to be reminded tonight, he loves you. He's not going to forsake you. We're his children. We're the sheep of his pasture. He knows us by name. Lastly, tonight, we are able to rejoice that he does indeed prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We're given this idea, this mental image, that our enemies literally are watching us, but without the ability to attack, because the Lord, our defender, has laid open a spread before us. They are not able to advance while the Lord is with us. Can I tell you tonight, God knows, and he is not going to allow you to be taken over by an attack from the enemy that will destroy you. There are moments in life, we live in a fallen world where things happen, and all too quickly people are so ready to point their finger at God and saying, this is your fault. If you would have only done this and this and that, but we don't even know the times, Sister Dirt, that he has prevented the attack from happening. We're not aware of all the times, Sister Maggard, when he did not allow the enemy to advance, when he didn't allow the cancer to spread, when he didn't allow the disease to move in, when he did provide financially, when he did help us in the middle of a situation and a crisis, when we weren't in the car accident, but we could have been. Those are the moments that we look around and say, you have prepared before me in the presence of my enemies a feast. He is able to revive us even in the middle of the fight. Many times we as believers, we equate a spiritual attack with somehow being disconnected from him. That's not the case at all. Just because you are facing temptation, just because you're facing an attack, just because you're in the middle of a fight, does not mean the Lord has abandoned you. Nor does it mean that you have sinned. It gives us an inclination that we have still yet an opportunity to believe him even in the middle of those hard times and difficult hours. He will provide. Amen. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. This also lets us know that you don't have to quit to get revived. You ever heard that excuse before? Man, I'm facing so much stuff. I don't think I'm going to come to church tonight. No. No. That's where you got to be when you're going through it. That's where we've got to be, is in the presence of the Lord when we are in the midst of the attack. That's not the time to cower away. That's the time to run to His banqueting table. The Bible tells us that His banner over us is love. He will revive us in the middle of our enemies. He will revive us in the middle of their attack. He will help us and show us that He is still there, even though we are under the attack of the enemy. What a Savior. In the midst of adversity, He fills us with the bread of life. His life essence sustains us, revives us, renews us, and blesses us in the presence of our enemies. John chapter 6, verse 48 said, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life." What is that banquet that He spreads before us? It's Him. The very feast that you and I partake in is Jesus Christ Himself. He is the bread of life. He is that living water. And when we feel like we're about to die of thirst, He quenches us with His Spirit. And when we feel like we're so famished and we're weak, He revives us with His Word, the bread from heaven. It literally is the essence of Jesus Christ that revives us in the middle of the attack of the enemy. And tonight, my friend, if you are battling something, do not run away from Jesus. Run to Him and let Him revive your spirit, your life, your focus, your dreams again, even in the midst of the fight. You'll find He's got what you need for revival. Amen. I'm thankful for the Lord that is able to help us. We don't have to take a sabbatical. We don't have to quit, go down the road, change churches, get out of the ministry. No, right in the middle of where we're at, He is able to renew His people. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand tonight all across the house. Music, would you come? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. What do you need from Him tonight? Seriously, where are you at? You know, church, we've been blessed for many years here. And tonight is no different than really any other service. We've been given opportunity to come. But I am trying to challenge our young people, and I'll challenge our church as well. Our response will determine what we receive from the Lord. And in this service tonight, you may be battling things. You say, "Oh, it's just another service. If I can go down, I'll pray for a little bit and then I'll leave." But no, if you'd really just take some time to tarry, to feast at His table, to be connected with Him and to fellowship, you'll find that He's here to minister exactly where you need, right when you need Him to. Can we find a place to pray across the house? Amen. I'm thankful for the Lord tonight. Your enemies are not going to overtake you. Church, be reminded, your enemies are not going to overtake you. He is our victor. He's our strength. Glory to God.